This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kind of spring-like today for January 5th. Highs in lower 70s as we get off to a nice start today. Right now, temperatures, if you average them, around 55 degrees or so, going up to 71, 77 tomorrow, 76 on Wednesday, 76 Thursday. Chance for showers creeps in Friday as we approach 80 degrees for a high. Then it cools off come Saturday and Sunday. Chance for showers Saturday, looking like 85% chance for showers on Saturday, so maybe a washout. And then Sunday, cloudy, highs of 56. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. I don't know what the protocol is here, Jeff, if we've spoken or not, but I'm going to go ahead and say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Let's talk about the transfer portal in LSU. Who are they looking at? Who'd they miss? Who is in play? Take it from there.
Well, last night there was a significant development. LSU's first quarterback target out of the transfer portal, Brennan Sorsby, ended up committing to Texas Tech. He started his visits at Texas Tech. He actually just made two visits, one to Texas Tech and the other to LSU. Spent a lot of time at LSU, in fact. Was here pretty much the entire weekend, but left Baton Rouge yesterday. And then on Sunday night had informed LSU and Texas Tech that he had planned to be a Red Raider. And it's not a huge surprise. Sorsby, who had, you know, two really good seasons at Cincinnati, is a Texas native. We also had heard from ESPN's Max Olson that this would be a bit of a bidding war. And Texas Tech has also deep financial resources when it comes to NIL as well. Does not have as many holes to fill as LSU, so they probably were able to dedicate even just a little bit more money to the quarterback position. In fact, LSU's got to find multiple quarterbacks in the transfer portal because, as it stands now, they do not have a single scholarship quarterback on its roster. Michael Van Buren was the last man standing, and he entered the transfer portal over the weekend. So Sorsby goes there, but all hope is not lost here. Sam Levitt, who led Arizona State to the Big 12 Conference Championship and a college football playoff berth in 2024, is visiting LSU, is expected to be in Baton Rouge Monday morning, and LSU is thought to have a really good chance at landing Sam Levitt, who's visited Kentucky. There's Miami is also going to be involved with Sam Levitt from the reports that are out there. There is a positive with Sam Levitt when it comes to as far as when you compare him and Sorsby. Sorsby had only 1 year of eligibility left. Levitt has two, but Levitt had a Liz Frank injury, a foot injury that forced him to have surgery in the middle of the season. He missed the second half of the year and is not going to be available for spring football, which that's crucial there. But LSU needs quarterbacks at this point. The idea that maybe Trinidad Chambliss would transfer, the Ole Miss quarterback would transfer to LSU, the chances of that look slimmer just because there's more and more pessimism that he is going to get that sixth year of eligibility or that medical hardship that he's seeking from the NCAA. Now, he could, if he doesn't get it, he could take the NCAA to court, but how long is that all going to be resolved? So LSU just can't sit around and wait for Chambliss. We've already seen some other quarterbacks come off the board as well. Josh Harris, who was at TCU, he's going to Indiana, so it looks like the Hoosier train just, or Josh Hoover, is heading to Indiana. He'll be a replacement to Fernando Mendoza. Drew Messmaker from North Texas to Oklahoma State. So some of the top QBs are already off the board, and LSU's got to act here quickly, and maybe Sam Levitt's the guy.
But a Liz Frank thing gets my attention, though. That can be a serious injury and a problematic injury. It's got a frivolous name, but it's a serious injury.
Yes, it is. It is. And, he had the surgery. He's on his road to recovery, but that is a long recovery. And he is expected to be ready for when preseason camp begins in August. But spring football is going to be so vital for LSU because of all of these new players. You literally are – every single minute, every single rep that you take is going to be so valuable for this team just because it's been so much, it'll be so much of a roster turnover.
That, boy, that really does put a cloud over him for me, that Liz Frank, knowing that what people have been through with that and how you don't know, right? I mean, you don't know until it comes time to play, and then if you don't have spring football and then – wow. I don't know. I'd have a hard time pulling the trigger on that. You?
Well, you seem to have a lot of reservations about it. I'm gonna...
Only because of the injury and from the surgeons we've spoken to and athletes that have had it in the past. That's all.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's a significant injury. He is a guy that can use his legs. He's not just a pocket passer. But When you start looking at this thing, though, Tommy, the options for a really good quarterback, they're dwindling here. Mm-hmm. Now, this is why you paid Lane Kiffin $13 million, though. Is this guy is an outstanding developer of quarterbacks. Look what he did with Chambliss. He was playing at Ferris State for 3 years or whatever it was, Division II school, and he's made him one of the best quarterbacks in college football, one of the last four quarterbacks still standing this season. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to get a top-flight quarterback, but again, when you have this kind of transition with your roster, and you would really would like to have that guy there that you felt pretty comfortable with, and Sam Levitt has already done some special things, taking a program like Arizona State that has very minimal success in college football. He got him to the college football playoff last season. So you got to like that about him. As long as he's healthy and ready to go, you're not going to have him for spring football.
Is there any indication how he's doing so far with the injury?
No, I have not heard. I'm sure when he comes into, at LSU today, they'll certainly ask him about it. I'm sure they'll – I would imagine he'll probably discuss how the rehab's going at this point. So, we'll see how that goes. But he's still considered, despite this injury, Tommy. I mean, him, Levitt, and Brendan Sorsby are kind of one and one A when it comes to the top two quarterbacks in this transfer portal class.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. You can find his stuff at WWL.com. Very interesting stories up to the minute on what LSU is doing in the transfer portal. We'll continue our conversation when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, talking about the transfer portal and LSU. What about DJ Lagway?
DJ Lagway is another possibility in all of this as well. DJ is a guy that's had his fair share of multiple injuries. There's been reports that connected DJ Lagway and LSU early on, but at this point, I have not heard of any him visiting LSU at all at this point. I would think he's got to be a potential one of the places that I knew that he was supposed to visit. And in fact, he was there yesterday was Florida State. So, whether it gets down to LSU, I would imagine if LSU was not able to get a commitment or sign Sam Levitt, that I think they'd probably look at DJ Lagway. I mean, this is a kid that was the number one quarterback in the 2024 recruiting class, according to 24/7 Sports. But Missouri, who is also interested in Austin Simmons, who is the backup quarterback at Ole Miss, has also been another school that's been tied to DJ Lagway.
Lane Kiffin being a quarterback whisperer and then Trinidad Chambliss and where he came from, are there any names out there from smaller schools that are just ripe for development where all of a sudden it's like, whoa, where'd this guy come from? And look at what Lane Kiffin's done with him.
Yeah, so far that has not necessarily emerged. I mean, I think obviously the big thing at this point is to try to find that guy that could be the starter. And, I think you would like to go into this season with this is going to be our starting quarterback. This is how we're building the offense around this guy's talents. I don't think they want to necessarily go in there with, three or four guys that are, good players, don't have much experience and then have this quarterback battle, have a quarterback battle from spring football all the way to preseason camp. I think because there is just so much transition here, so much turnover, you would really love to sit there and say, okay, here's our guy. This is going to be our quarterback. We'll go out and we're going to find also some backups as well, some guys that'll be some developmental guys that don't mind potentially sitting a year, learning the offense, learning from, someone like Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. and are accepting of that, and I'm sure there's guys like that. I mean, that's kind of what you had with Michael Van Buren this season. He was willing to, learn from Joe Sloan and be a part of Brian Kelly's offense and play behind Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, that was all kind of the plan, and that when Nussmeier would move on, Van Buren would move to be the starter. Now, obviously, the head coaching change has changed all those kind of plans, but there are guys that are out there that are like that and looking for those opportunities.
And just like that, Sam Levitt seems like a better choice. Within 10 minutes, I've kind of come around thinking, well, maybe the injury's not that bad. And look, the Saints did very well with New York Jets linebackers, right? If you look at Jonathan Vilma and then DeMario Davis. So,
yeah,
Jaden Daniels came from Arizona State. Not that that's got anything to do with anything. Hey, real quick, who is LSU competing with when it comes to getting these quarterbacks? And what about the depth of the pockets?
The depth of
LSU's pockets.
Oh, I mean, LSU's got, they're right up there with all these other schools. I would say, when you compare, when you're talking about the Texas Techs, the Oregons, the Ohio States. I think the difference, though, for LSU, and then you got Texas and Texas A&M are the other big ones as well, along with Texas Tech. But I think the big difference with LSU is because they have lost so many kids out of the transfer portal, and it's such a roster a turnover, they got to spread this money out to a lot of players. They can't just throw it at one guy like Sorsby. So that, I think, kind of limits it just a little bit as far as how far LSU can go with some of these big-time players that are in the transfer portal.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank & Trust. Bank on it. Some financial information you can count on. And today we're going to talk about the fine print on debt relief. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozen. It is 7:45, quarter till 8, time for Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Morning, Jason. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tommy. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. So I'm asking people to text in the highlight of their holiday season, and just in time for you, somebody texted and said, stayed within my budget, paid cash for everything, no January bills coming in, and normally...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Damper on the beginning of the new year, and that person did it the right way, huh?
Yeah, they did. That's a great thing to hear, Tommy, because, you know, it's with the new year coming, everyone's resolutions, you know, besides going to the gym or losing weight, the next most common one is eliminating debt, as people see those credit card bills come in from spending over the holiday. And so what I really wanted to talk about today was, you know, as we get into the new year and people resolve that, you're going to start seeing a lot of ads on social media, on, you know, various other forms that promise to do things like negotiate your debt for you, right? And that sounds really appealing. You've got this giant credit card bill that just came in, and, well, if someone can negotiate that down for you, that seems like a real win situation. And so what I wanted to touch on today was a little bit about just debt in general and some approaches people can take, because doing it that way is a bit of an extreme method. So we'll talk about a couple of different ways that people can do that. And so unlike your texter, credit card debt is unfortunately up about 6% year over year. So what that does mean is that we're all carrying a little bit more credit card debt. So
it seems, Jason, to me, one big decision as I hear these things is, well, when do you decide to do that? Do you decide to do it as a last option? Do you decide to do it because you went a little bit crazy for Christmas and you don't want to pay it all back? Take me through the beginning steps of this.
Yeah. So what I'll do, I want to briefly touch on what these companies do, because I think this is important for the listeners to know before they jump in it. And absolutely, negotiation should always, always be your last resort, right? I mean, the perfect answer is, hey, it sucks, I did it, but you know, you just got to make a plan to pay it down. But sometimes you get in a little over your head. So at a high level, what many of these companies do is once you start contacting them and talking to them, they're going to tell you to stop paying your creditors. And this is a really important thing, Tommy. They'll tell you that this is a great idea. When you stop paying, people are going to come to the table and negotiate with you. Now, I'm going to start with that's the worst possible thing you can do. If you don't pay your bills, your credit score will be destroyed, your ability to borrow anytime in the future and do the right thing, like do an actual consolidation loan, will be destroyed. But these companies pose themselves and say, hey, look, we have relationships with all of these creditors, and you're just going to send money to us, and then we're gonna fight on your behalf to negotiate these settlements. Now, the other thing they do is they charge fees, often fairly high fees, either on a monthly basis or on the amount of debt that they get resolved. And if you ever read those contracts, they get paid first before your creditors. So this is some pretty... I don't want to call it a nasty industry, but it's an extreme method of approaching these things. And I often tell people to think about that, because these companies, unlike the IRS tax negotiations, which are a completely different thing, the government actually has a negotiation program for hardship. You're dealing with private creditors, and those credit card companies or whoever it is, they're not under any law or requirement to negotiate with someone on your behalf. And companies will tell you, oh, they have these great relationships, but they really don't. And so it can do a whole lot of damage to you as the borrower. And so I often tell people, just be careful with these things, right? And think, what's in it? What's in it for this company that you're working with? You're already in trouble. You're calling these people for help, and they're a for-profit company. Who's the best interest do they have in mind, right? So that's how these companies work. So before anyone jumps in with these folks, I think it's important that they do that. So one of the first things that I tell people to do if you're having trouble making your payments, don't wait until you're past due. Don't wait until you've sunk in the quicksand. Believe it or not, creditors like to get paid back, Tommy. A crazy idea, right? But call whoever it is and let them know about your situation, right? Now, they're not just going to say, okay, that's cool. Well, you can't afford it. We're going to forgive your debt. But a lot of times these things are temporary, right? Like maybe you had a lapse in employment, or you had a life event or something like that. Mm-hmm. Creditors are fine with that. They'll say, look, man, we'll bump your payments for 60 days, or we'll come up with some ideas on how to handle these things. And so that's always my first approach. Don't just call because you don't want to pay that bill, but definitely if you're starting to feel that hardness, pick up a phone and call someone. Another thing that I like to tell everyone to do, and this is a great step, if you're feeling the pain or not, it's in the beginning of the year, this is a great thing to do, is just do a quick budget. When people hear that, they think, oh God, I got to sit here with some spreadsheets and all this. It's really not that complicated, Tommy, right? I mean, first one, start at the top and say, this is how much money's coming in, my net income, right? Mm-hmm. Step two, you put out what I call the non-negotiables, those things that you have to pay or you're going to have problems, right? Your housing, your utility, your groceries. Just kind of list those out. And then step three, list your all of those random flexible things that you have, like those streaming subscriptions and everything like that. I find that a simple budget turns that anxiety of, oh, my God, I can't afford this, into math, right? And it's one of those things, like nobody wants to pull the Band-Aid. But like once you lift the hood and you look at it, I think what you'll find is a lot of people's anxiety about debt isn't necessarily an inability to pay. It's just how they're deploying their cash, right? And so I encourage everyone, if you're having difficulties or if you're feeling pain or not, just go do this, because it's always a healthy thing to do, and it's always interesting to see where your money goes and what it's going to. And then, you know, one of the things that I like to do is when I make that list, I put the interest rate for each of those debts on the side of it, and then that's your targets. Whoever's got the highest interest rate, you know, you start knocking those down first, right? You got a 3% mortgage. You really don't want to pay that down first when you got a 20% credit card sitting above it, right? Because obviously that one's going to cost you a whole lot more money in the long run. So,
And, you know, when you say budget, it really does always go back to that because, and I was having this conversation with somebody over the weekend about it's very simple because then you know what's fixed and you know what you have to spend your money on. And as you said earlier, what did you say? It sucks. I did it. You got to pay for it. And it may suck, but this is what you make. This is what you have to pay. Right. You got to pay for your rent. You got to pay for your water bill. You got to pay for your light bill, whatever. You need to pay for that. After that, if you have any money left, then you can spend it on discretionary items here, there, the other thing. You got to pay for groceries, those kind of things. I don't think people really take into account how important a budget is.
It's amazing when you put pen to paper, Tommy. And I know some smart people in the financial industry, and you know, some of them tell me after they do this exercise, they're like, you know, I took it for granted. I thought I had my head wrapped around it, but you really don't. I mean, think of all those recurring subscriptions and all of those, you know, cups of coffee at Starbucks. It adds up when you put the pen to the paper. And so, but more importantly, look, when you do this,
you realize... Well, you either have it or you don't have it, Jason. And if you don't have it, you're going to charge it and then you're paying interest on it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead.
No, you're fine, right? Because you're going to dig the hole deeper, right? If you know how deep the hole is, you know what you got to do to get out, Tommy, right? Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. And you're not going to dig it any deeper if you can't afford what you got. Now, the other thing that I tell people is, look, sometimes you're going to run those numbers, and those numbers are going to give you a harsh reality, right? And that is that it's painful to get through, and it's tough. Now, if you deal with one of these companies that tells you to stop paying, that's going to limit your options, right? Because let's just say you have a whole lot of high-interest debt. Now, if you were to do a consolidation loan, right, either a home equity or just an unsecured loan that would consolidate that debt, it'll give you a runway that shows you this is how long I have to pay it off. This is what my payment's going to be. And it's going to be a lower interest rate than what a credit card would charge. Now, the budget's going to help you with that, right? Because you're going to know how much extra cash flow you'll have after you do that consolidation loan. And you won't mess your credit up by not paying people. So to be clear, I'm not encouraging people to get in debt. But it's one of those things where if you're looking at 20%+ interest rate and you could get a consolidation loan that would bring it down into that 7-8% range, pretty good. Also, you're going to put it on a fixed return. Now, the thing I have to tell everyone is those consolidation loans are great as long as you cut up the cards that you're paying.
I was going to say that, Jason, those are my words. Shred the damn card. That's what you have to do. Real quick, When does renegotiation make sense?
Honestly, it's when you run those numbers and you realize that there's just nothing you can do, right? Pick up the phone, call your creditors, and start working out some plans. You're going to be happy that you're not going to destroy your credit in the long run.
Kind of like the Titanic where you realize we're taking on water. There's nothing we can do. It's done. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. Very valuable information. As always, you have a good week, all right? You bet. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. You can always use the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature if you want to listen to anything he had to say and pick up some details here or there. 7:55, 5 till 8. That's time for traffic now on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.